We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm sweeping!
No, that's not how sweeping works.
Suck it, Miami! You just got swept by the Diamondbacks!
I have no idea how this happened, but thank you guys so much for joining us. This is the PHNX D-backs podcast right here at PHNX. My name is Derek Montilla, occasionally known as an adorable Ewok. This lady over here is the mayor of PHNX
I guess.
The one and only Michaela Perkins. I don't know how any of this happened, but since she's become the mayor, the Diamondbacks have been very good, so I am not going to interrupt this current streak that we are on. Of course, this show is brought to you by the fine folks at the DraftKings Sportsbook. New customers can get down right now on the DraftKings Sportsbook offer. Bet $5 on any team to win, and you will get $150 in free bets if they do. It's that simple over at the DraftKings Sportsbook. And you can win as easily as the Diamondbacks did against the Miami Marlins in Florida this week. Because, holy shit. Miami Marlins came into this series pretty hot. They were on a 7-game win streak before they lost to
pretty
the Marlins.
Hot. Pretty they hot. They won 3 series in a row.
They were the hottest team in MLB.
They had the best pitcher
MLB
in baseball until who just won the Pitcher of the Month award.
Get it.
And the Diamondbacks went in there and said, you know what? I don't give a shit. I'm going to sweep you. And they swept them.
She's making
suck
air
it,
horn.
Miami.
There's been a lot of air suck horn it noises being made in the office today. But just another outstanding performance by the Arizona Diamondbacks in the face of what was one of the most awkward things we've ever seen an umpire do to a player in, I don't know, ever? Like, what the fuck was that? Dan Bellino decided to give our friend, Madison Bumgarner, you might know him as Mason Saunders, a little hand massage here during, in between the first and the second innings, to which Madison Bumgarner wasn't taking too kindly after a while. It was weird. There was this eye contact, this lingering eye contact. Look at this.
Yeah,
this
it, made
is
me physically, it made me physically uncomfortable. Like, watching that makes me so uncomfy. I made a TikTok out of it, though, and you have to go watch it on our TikTok channel at PHNX_sports. I am the TikTok queen. So go like it, go comment on it, and tell your friends that Mason Saunders got his hand
there you go there
awkwardly
you go
rubbed by an
that's right. And you know why the Marlins lost? Because, of course, today is May the 4th, and there was no Star Wars celebration on field that I saw. I don't know
that's
if I missed
it. That's
because
they had two people in the stands.
Yeah, well, and those two people were the, you know, Pavin Smith's family, mostly. So
why would you ever put on a show when there's two people in your stands?
It's because it's a religious holiday, and you got to celebrate it. But
I've never seen Star Wars.
All right. Well, you and this is your mayor. This is who your mayor is. Come on. Anyway, I just don't know what to think about that entire situation with Bellino and Bumgarner. Like,
Dan Bellino should be fired.
Right?
Fire him
right
now.
Like, I don't know. There's times where I'm like,
Rob Manfred,
I'm like, okay,
second,
this guy's bad at his job. Let's take a look at his scorecard. Things like that. Sometimes things get heated. This was a weird instigating. This was like an authority.
He did it on purpose.
Yeah.
It was like a weird power trip thing. Like, I'm going to awkwardly rub your hand and stare into your soul. And I'm going to try to set you off. And then the second you say something, I'm going to eject you. So you know what?
Call him.
Rob Manfred, I need you to fire Dan Bellino's ass right now.
He didn't answer you during the lockout. He's not going to answer you now. I will say that I think that, you know, again, this was the comparison that they showed on the broadcast to Hernandez's treatment by the third base umpire versus what Bumgarner experienced was it just showed how ridiculous it was, right? You know, we've seen last season, we saw Caleb Smith go through something with his glove where they actually did find something on him. There was not as awkward of an interaction, but like a situation that kind of escalated what was seemingly harmless until the umpire eventually determined that there was some sticky substance on his glove. There was no determination that Madison Bumgarner had anything on his hand or his glove. This was purely based on Bumgarner's reaction to this weird interaction, this weird altercation that he has with an umpire. An umpire making a game about himself and altering the outcome like this is ridiculous.
That's all they're good for. That's literally all they do. They just waddle on down when they're entering the game. They take their sweet time and then they make the game and all about themselves after making the most egregious calls I've ever seen in my life. I could go out there behind home plate, wear a blindfold, and still umpire a better game than the jokes that Major League Baseball has in charge of the game right now. They are the worst. Well, Dan Bellino, if I ever see you, it is on site. I swear. On site.
She'll catch you in the streets.
If you're not fired by tomorrow, I'm going to have some choice words for the commissioner of baseball. I'm going to write a strongly worded letter.
Do that.
That's what I'm going to do. I mean, a strongly worded letter.
Well, you know, and it's funny because Bumgarner most likely will be fined for this incident, right? Because
which he didn't even start.
Right.
Literally, Bellino did it on purpose. It was so instigating him.
I feel like there needs to be similar consequences. This is when in life we get mad at these authority figures, not necessarily because they do something to withhold the rules of the game or the law. It's when they go above and beyond to instigate a situation and then make the person that they're instigating into kind of the bad guy here, right? Like, you know that was wrong. I think Madison Bumgarner had the right to tell you to fuck off after he held your hand for as long as you did.
I would have said something way worse than whatever Madison Bumgarner said.
I think the first thing he said was, "Are you like you're not even going to look at it or something like that?" Because he never looked at his hand. He just stared into Madison Bumgarner's beautiful eyes the whole time. And I get it. He's a handsome dude. He smells like leather all the time. His beard is majestic. I think he has birds that live inside of it, but I can't confirm that.
He's like Snow White of baseball.
Right. He has a home built entirely of mahogany. This man is a cowboy. I get it. He knows how to cook a brisket. Low and slow, 225, 12 hours. Here, you are not going to get Madison Bumgarner be very friendly with you after you stroked his hand for a couple of minutes and looked into his eyes. This isn't even about that. He's literally not that kind of person that likes human contact in that way.
No.
He doesn't like talking to us as media. He doesn't even, you know, really seem like the friendliest of teammates, but he does seem very supportive. You know, he had some very nice things to say about his catcher, Jose Herrera, who he didn't even get to play very long with because he got tossed after one inning. But luckily, the Diamondbacks have some good long relief guys in their bullpen. Corbin Martin, you know, had a rough outing beginning.
Pause. Did you say the Diamondbacks have a good, reliable bullpen?
No, I said I had some good long relief in their bullpen. They do have some guys that are capable of being starters in their bullpen that they can turn to. And no, they don't have a reliable bullpen, but mostly that's been Noe Ramirez in this situation or in the series, right? Like he hasn't been very good where he has been reliable in the past. The Diamondbacks needed him today and he wasn't who they could count on, but luckily, they had enough offense. Dalton Varsho with a home run and Pavin Smith.
Beach Gardens.
I don't even know what the name of it. Yeah,
he had some Bryce Harper treatment going on, though, because he was up at the plate before he hit that 2-run home run and people were shouting overrated.
Oh, yeah.
They were chanting overrated. And then he freaking smacks the go ahead 2-run home run.
Uh-huh.
Suck it, Miami. You know who's overrated?
They're chanting overrated because his family was there in the stands applauding. That's monsters.
They're
monsters.
Horrible.
You're being monsters.
Horrible people.
But let's take a look really quick at the numbers from today's game because the Diamondbacks and Marlins once again finished a very close game. End score 8-7. Hits, Marlins beat out the Diamondbacks 10-9. Strikeouts, the Diamondbacks struck out more, but that XBA, that expected batting average, 277 to 268. And that ended up being the edge for the Diamondbacks. They had some really good They just had some really good plate appearances today, and the offense has continued to produce. That's one thing that was absolutely missing from this team prior to their recent run of success. They haven't lost a series now, going back a few series, that Dodger series, splitting the series with St. Louis, and now the sweep over Marlins. So it's just been an incredible run of offense by this team, right?
And I think the offense is like slowly like building its way up. It's taking way longer than I would have preferred, but I think now we're seeing like the offense like wake up, and each game it gets like better and better and better, which, I mean, hey, like if that's what it takes, fine. I'm a patient gal. I can wait for that to happen. But I do want to point out just how incredible the feat that the Diamondbacks just pulled off was, because right around this time last year, remember, they started the year really hot. And then May came and they went to Miami, and it was this time last year, their series with Miami, when the train went all the way off the tracks. They came into Miami with a 15-13 record. This is last year. Then they were swept in that three game series. They were outscored 20-4 by the Marlins. And then right after that is when it all went off the rails, and they went, what, like 3-18? For like the next couple of series.
Yeah.
So historically, the Diamondbacks collapsed in Miami, and they actually have never really played Miami that well in Miami. So the fact that they went in there, they were facing the best pitcher in the National League, who just won the National League Pitcher of the Month award, was the best, had the best ERA. Not only did they win that game, but then they swept the freaking Miami Marlins, who had just won three consecutive series, and now they're sitting at 500. And I am freaking amped about it, because good God almighty, it looks like things are looking up finally for the first time in a really long time for Diamondbacks fans. And I am so happy about it, because this time last year is when it went all off the rails.
Mark Lang said it. He said it. He said, fuck it, I'll say it. We're going to the playoffs this year. That's the first time we've had that on the show. That is the first sentence like that we've had on the show. Congratulations, Mark. I'm excited. I'm not that excited, but what I am willing to say is that this team looks like they can put some runs together. Last year, we talked about this on last night's show. Last year, it took them until the end of August to win their sixth one-run game. This is their seventh one-run game already here at the beginning of May. So they are just off to a much better start when you talk about these close competitive games. They seem to have a, like, I don't, last year I almost saw the fear in their eyes at times, right? Even if they were up by four runs, once that comeback started, it's kind of like they just put their arms up and let it happen.
They didn't have the manpower. They didn't have the depth. Right. Everyone and their mom on their roster was hurt. Like, if you looked at the IL, it was all of the Diamondback starters that were on the IL.
Yeah, it really was, right.
So, like, they obviously felt very outgunned and outperformed in every single way, because they were so understaffed, and that's why they were probably scared. This year, they, thank God, have avoided tragedy so far, and I feel like they're getting their confidence back. And it might be taking a little bit. It might be taking a little while for the bats to warm up. It might be taking a little bit for the bullpen to get into a groove, if they ever do. I don't know. I can't guarantee that, because we're Diamondbacks fans and we're used to a shitty bullpen. But you know what? It's looking a lot better.
Here's what I'll say, though. We did have injuries, right? We still haven't gotten Josh Rojas back. Right. We were missing Luplo and Ahmed. And both of those guys, when they were re-injected back into the lineup, immediately added, you know, to this entire team's offense. And Luplo's been great in the outfield as well. I think we saw Pavin Smith make an outstanding play today to save a run. There was just a lot of – it was a good all-around team performance. That's what right now we're getting. We're getting solid starting pitching and an all-around – great performance from the team, where it doesn't feel like anybody particularly stands out. It's actually quite difficult at times for us to pick the king of the series, because all these guys have very similar stats. They all contribute in a similar way, but sometimes you just have those guys that contributed a bit more, and we'll get to that in a bit. But before we do, I want to remind everybody to go check out our website at gophnx.com. If you haven't done so already, this guy writes articles not about Star Wars, I promise you. And you can get those over at gophnx.com, as well as Jesse's amazing piece and all of the work from our friends here at PHNX. They do an amazing job. Craig Morgan is a god amongst writers, and he's the best. So he alone is worth signing up for a membership at gophnx.com, even during the NHL offseason for the Coyotes, but he's still covering the rest of the NHL. Of course, you can get that over at gophnx.com. You can become an annual member. Sign up to get that membership. You'll get your free t-shirt over at the phnxlocker.com. If you're not interested in the annual membership, You can get a month-to-month membership and you'll get your first month for just 50 cents. So definitely check it out. Tell us if you like it. Hopefully stick around if you do become the month-to-month member and go for the annual membership, because phnxlocker.com has some incredible shirts. These shirts, this shirt, all the shirt. We got the PHNX Rattler shirt and a new design coming very soon that we're so excited to spring on you guys soon. But sign up at gophnx.com. Now, we talk about the starting pitching, and the starting pitching has been good, but when we talk about good, they've been incredibly good. That's what's so infuriating about Madison Bumgarner getting thrown out of today's game after one inning.
Fucked with his amazing. Sorry, I'm really fired up. I'm super excited. That's, I don't usually drop F bombs. Oh my God. I'm literally kind of caught off guard with myself.
Watching this.
Oh my God. Yeah. I'm really upset with Dan Bellino. But speaking of starting pitching, look at this graphic. Thank you, Major League Baseball, MLB Tonight, for actually recognizing the fact that the Diamondbacks have the best pitching staff in baseball. And you all just messed it up for Madison Bumgarner by ejecting him. Yeah. But look at this. This is the 2022 ERA leaders with a minimum of four games started. Not one, not two, but three Diamondbacks starting pitchers are up there this leaderboard. And oh my God, this is insane. Madison Bumgarner had a 1.17. Zach Allen had a 1.27, and so did Merrill Kelly. And oh my God, can we just take a second to be happy that for once in our lives, something is going right for the Diamondbacks?
Well, we've talked about Madison Bumgarner returning to form.
Yeah.
That's his best ERA of his career after four starts.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that says so much about what not only this entire pitching staff is doing, but let's give credit where credit is due. Brent Strom is a genius.
Yes.
He is making the Diamondbacks into one of the best pitching staffs in baseball. We just really need to address what's going on with the bullpen. Today, let's be honest, today that there's a cascading effect. The Diamondbacks have an off day tomorrow, so they're lucky for that. But it does. I mean, the fact that they had to turn to their bullpen so early over that egregious and ridiculous decision by Dan Bellino. His name again is Dan Bellino. I want you never to forget Dan Bellino.
On site.
Yeah, that's why she has the little bet. But we want you to know, Dan Bellino, we hate you and we'll never forgive you for this. But, you know, again, that does have an effect on the team. And the fact that they were able to bounce back the way they were, stay in this game, sustain an offensive rush from the Marlins that gave them the lead, and then still win the game, have Pavin Smith come up so big there and basically hit that game-winning home run, it gives me, and it should give everybody, and I know it gives Mac an incredible amount of hope, and just feeling that this team isn't that same team that you're talking about from last year.
Yeah.
Those injuries, the things that happen. I mean, the roster itself is different, right? But what we're seeing right now is a completely different team. And the coaching staff really should be credited for that. This is a team that did not hit home runs last year. They just didn't. And now this year, they are the second most in Major League Baseball behind the Yankees over the last 8 days. That's incredible when it comes to especially what you're talking about with the New York Yankees and their slugging percentage that they got going on over there. But that's some great company for the Diamondbacks to be in when this team wasn't expected to do much. Everybody was writing them off. Everybody was granting them 65 wins max. And again, we're still at a young point in the season, so it's too early for me to be patting myself on the back and giving myself the Barry Horowitz about 82-80. But I don't know where... You know, I don't know what this team is capable of anymore. I didn't feel like they were capable of very much.
Yeah.
But now I feel like even 82-80 seems a little, you know, kind of half empty. Like maybe they could do the playoffs, like Mark said. Maybe, well, who knows? Baseball's a crazy game, right?
Yeah, so, but also it's a marathon and not a sprint, which is why I don't want to get too high right now, because Jesse on our last post-series wrap did make a good point. Like at some point, the pitching staff is going to kind of like go down, and then the bats, like, they're gonna have to go up at some point. So you'll see more offense, maybe less production from the starting pitching. So you kind of have to like damper your expectations a little bit and not go all in, because I really don't think it's necessarily possible for the starting pitching staff to sustain this for the entire season.
It doesn't seem like it, but somehow they've already surpassed a point where I was like, all right, they're going to have to come down. I feel like we've been saying that since the first couple of outings, guys.
Not me.
Right? You know, like, it just feels like, yes, because we talked about a lot of their their ERA is a bit deceptive. They've had a lot of unearned runs being scored behind them, and they're technically, you know, that's why errors are such a weird thing in this game. The way that errors are determined, and if a guy gets a glove on it or doesn't get a glove on it or whatever, but runs scored, they just weren't charged to the pitchers, and that attributes a bit to why their ERA is so good. But these pitchers have also been outstanding. You got to give credit where credit's due to Zach Gallen and Merrill Kelly. Realistically, the Diamondbacks have a couple of solid relievers that they know they can count on now. But even today, the Joe Mantiply, who was incredibly reliable, was called on probably one day too many in a row to come out, right? And we didn't see that normal sharp performance that we've seen out of him so far. They're not infallible. It's not the PlayStation 5, right? It's not the show. They're not always going to come out and be able to do everything. But no, Mark, no. No, no, you don't need to chill out. Don't let anybody don't let her damper your expectations. Playoffs
look,
abound.
I'm just a guarded baseball fan because I've had my heart broken so many times, and I go down this path where I get super excited and I let myself be optimistic and believe.
She's a fan of the Rockies, so you understand where she's coming from.
And so I just want to be careful. I want to be cautiously optimistic because I'm trying to guard my heart, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Just trying to be careful.
I know. It's like the Rockies said on their scoreboard yesterday in weird post.
That was hilarious.
Susie Hunter took a picture of about protecting your heart, but not against like people that don't break your heart in songs. Those are okay songs, but people that actually break your hearts, yeah.
Tell them to scram. If you guys want to be excited about the Diamondbacks, who am I to stop you? If you think they're making the playoffs, more power to you, because you know what? We need some good things happening. We need some good vibes. We need some happiness. We need to have like a little kumbaya moment after last season. And so, you know what, Mark? You say that the Diamondbacks are going to the playoffs. Good for you. I commend you for that optimism. I don't share it, but I'm not going to stop you.
You know what? It doesn't matter because we can all just enjoy some OG's gummies and then we can we can feel however we want. You can say whatever you want. Big fan of the orange cream skull over here. I like the pina colada, but no matter what, you guys should check out OG's gummies. Stop by your local dispensary and grab some amazing scratch-made THC gummies from our friends at OG's. They have just released their new mini OG's 3 milligram microdose. So again, if you're curious, but not really wanting to, clean your bathroom all night long like this one over here did, you might just want to dip your toes in the 3 milligram mini dose. That microdose option for those that don't want to dive into their regular 10 milligram option. They have the same wonderful flavors like tropical, watermelon. They have the pina colada and the orange cream skull. There's like a blackberry cream skull, all sorts of great flavors.
They're so good.
They're available also in their sativa or indica strains, and they're available now exclusively at Zen Leaf locations through May 11th. That's the 3 milligram microdose. If you're interested in trying the amazingly delicious variety of flavors that OG's Brands has to offer, go to ogsbrands.com. That's ogeezbrands.com to find OG's near you.
Woo.
And I think someone said it today, and I just have this question because not only are we here with the Diamondbacks having success, but some controversy. We're in the middle of the Suns playoff run, and I just have to ask, why does officiating hate the state of Arizona sports? Why is the officiating always against us? Today's altercation, like we talked about, almost seemed premeditated.
It was almost like if he was on trial for murder, it would be first degree murder because that shit was premeditated.
Yeah, it was planned. He got up this morning. He had himself some breakfast, Dan Bellino, and
was like, you know what? I'm going to piss off Madison Bumgarner.
Fucking ruin Madison Bumgarner's day today.
Today seems like a good day to make Madison Bumgarner mad.
I don't know how premeditated it was. Maybe he had like a bad day, you know, like a car drove by and like splashed a puddle on him and then he missed like the train to the park and like everything was behind his, you know, jersey didn't fit or whatever you call the thing that umpires wear. You're an awful person, though, was my point. And you took it out on Madison Bumgarner. It feels
like you should be ashamed of yourself.
I mean, it gets to that point, right? We got the Scott Foster situation with Chris Paul. And I'm with
that
Gilbert.
That ump does need some OGs.
He does need some OGs.
Oh my God.
He needs to chill
out. Can you
out.
Imagine
That's
how much
need.
Baseball would be better if the umpires were high the entire time?
Oh, man.
That would be so much better.
You know what, though? Those meetings where they are confused, like a lot more things would happen, like in yesterday's game where he pointed the wrong way.
The wrong
was like,
way.
No,
Come
I meant
on.
Fair.
Wait, wasn't Dan Bellino the same umpire that pointed the wrong way?
Is he?
I'm pretty sure it was Dan Bellino that pointed the wrong way. I could be
could be wrong.
Oh my God, Dan Bellino.
You guys in the comments might have to fact check me, but I'm like, I'm like 80% sure.
It's the same officiating crew for sure. Yeah. I just know that they tend to rotate around. So right. He was at first base today, so he wouldn't have been at first base technically yesterday. Okay. Right? Like, because they move him around. But I don't know. It doesn't matter. This entire officiating crew needs to be talked to. The head of the crew couldn't operate the earpiece. There's a lot of bad going on there. These guys don't know how to do their jobs.
Weird calls. Like, how do you not call a baseball accurately when it's so obviously like a foul or a fair ball?
Right. The Jazz talking to Nick Ahmed, they were both laughing about it because both of them were like, yeah, it was like this far in. You know, it's so ridiculous that he called it the wrong way.
Bad.
But then he admitted that he literally pointed the wrong direction. And see, we talked about that on yesterday.
Also, like, that's something that I would do because I don't know my right from my left. So, like, I kind of sympathize with him because I would also do something like that. That's, to me, that checks out.
I don't know. But I will say this. We talked about going into these series that the Diamondbacks, we were hoping that they would get right against these teams.
Yeah.
And then as the series approached, we were kind of like, what a huge mistake we made in saying that, because the St. Louis Cardinals were looking very good at that time. The Marlins were on a winning streak that continued while we played the Cardinals. And somehow the Diamondbacks come out of this road series right now with 5 wins, which is just incredible.
Freaking nuts, man.
It feels incredible. It should have been 6 the way the bullpen blew one of those games in St. Louis, but we'll take what we can get. And now looking up at the upcoming calendar, the Diamondbacks do have, again, some very winnable games on their schedule. The Colorado Rockies, it started out very hot, have kind of come back down to earth a bit.
I knew that was going to happen.
Then we get of course you did. and then we get these same Marlins coming to town for a 3-game set. And then we play the Cubs. And the Cubs have not been very good.
No.
And we get to beat up on CHGO's teams as well. So I don't know. Right now, the schedule, after getting through that very tough first month, schedule looks a bit lighter. The Diamondbacks are playing better. Everything's kind of getting better. Starting pitching, the only thing right now seems to be relief pitching. And yep. I still feel like Lavallo and his staff have figured out who they can rely on. Today's game is just kind of a bit of an outlier because of how much they had to use that bullpen.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I was going to ask you what your sore spot from the series was, but I have a feeling you would say the bullpen, because that would be my answer too.
Yeah, I mean, that's because these games shouldn't have been as close as they were, right? These were 3-1-run victories that at one point the Diamondbacks were up by 4+ runs or more. So it just kind of seems a bit nuts that they had to fight as hard as they did. But I think that's the difference between this year and last year.
Yeah.
Last year, they would have lost all 3 of these games.
Right. There would have been no closing.
This is the first sweep against Miami since, 2015. Like, that's crazy because Miami isn't that good of a team, but it just shows that in that time, the Diamondbacks haven't been very dominant themselves.
Yeah. So my point with that was I think things are starting to come together, and I'm trying to be cautiously optimistic, but the vibes are immaculate right now. And I think
she was going
to
get it in at least one time.
I think it's all like going in the Diamondbacks' favor. Yeah. Like, I think the starting pitching has still been phenomenal. Like, we really haven't seen that change much outside of a few wacky things from like Humberto Castellanos and like a Madison Bumgarner at the beginning of the year. Aside from those like little outliers, and Humberto was better this yesterday. Like, I thought he did pretty good.
He did outstanding. Yeah absolutely. So, I mean, he's not impressive, but then you look and
but he's,
you
know, also fine.
No runs. He didn't put up any runs, and that's the key, right?
So I think the starting pitching has been amazing. I think the bats are starting to slowly wake up. It took them a little bit. They were like still asleep through the first month of the season. I think they were a little like weirded out. I think the bats were like concerned about like what was going on because of short spring training. So they were a little shy. But I think the bats are not shy anymore. I think they're being like, "Ooh, we're here. We can hit the ball." So I think the bats are starting to wake up. The starting pitching has been phenomenal. The defensive errors have started to slow and become less and less. I don't think we really saw many this series, did we?
They tightened things up defensively. And again, the outfielders have done a great job. Dalton Varsho continues to just do outstanding in center field.
I also love Jordan Luplow. Keep doing you, kid.
Yeah.
So now I think the only thing that they really need to tighten up and lock down is their bullpen, because their bullpen is garbage and it's so inconsistent. Like, you'll get really good pitching performances from certain pitchers and then really bad ones from others. And it's just kind of like all over the place. Sometimes you can trust Ian Kennedy, sometimes you can't. Like, so I think if they can just like tweak their bullpen, tighten it up a little bit, I think this is a pretty good freaking good baseball team.
I don't know if Ian Kennedy is a good setup man, simply because I think he should be situational based on the matchups a bit more. Right.
I agree.
But I do think that once Mark Melancon comes back and they have that stability at closer,
yeah,
then, I mean, hopefully we can see things fall into place. I wouldn't be surprised to see Joe Mantiply move into that setup role because he has been a bit more, you know,
I'm also fine
reliable.
With Caleb Smith being a long inning reliever guy. I think he can stay in that spot, in that role. I'm not too sure about how I feel about Keenan Middleton yet. He's kind of scaring me, but maybe that's just, you know, early jitters. This is only, what, his second game? Yeah. So
I'm interested to see what Brent Strom can do with Frias, because Frias, like,
I love Luis Frias. I really, really genuinely believe he's going to be something special. His velocity is insane.
They don't have anybody hitting 100 miles an hour.
No, he can toss cheddar like nobody's business. Yeah. Like, I really think that he's going to be good. I know that his stats don't necessarily reflect that right now, and he struggled a little bit out there in this series.
He gives up a lot of walks, and that's the main thing.
He struggles with his command, for sure. If he can just locate his pitches better, I really feel like he's going to be something special. And I just, I don't know, like, I have this like weird instinctual thing. Like, whenever I see Luis Frias's name, I'm like, that's going to be a star. Yeah. And I hope I'm not wrong, but I'm really still encouraged about him. And I don't want D-backs fans to like harp on him too fast, too soon, because I think like he's still young. This is his first, like, going to be his first full season in the majors, as long as he doesn't get sent back to AAA. So I really feel like he has potential to be so, so good for this team. So I'm not panicking on him yet, but I understand why fans would be a little bit worried based on his stats. But I really think that if they can just figure out this bullpen and they can tune it up, I'm feeling pretty good about this team.
I agree. Well, I want to give some flowers to Kyle Nelson in the bullpen. I think he's done outstanding. And most importantly, the guy who won the game for the Arizona Diamondbacks, and that's Pavin Smith. Palm Beach Gardens' own Pavin Smith, and he is our DraftKings king of the series. He had two key home runs, not just in the one in this game, but the one in the previous one as well. You know, they won that game by one run, and Pavin Smith's home run ended up being a huge factor in that game. He went 3-for-9 in the series with 3 RBIs and 2 runs scored. Just an outstanding performance from a guy who has been at times talked about as one of, you know, I don't know, like, as a bit of a disappointment, because he was a prospect that was highly touted.
Yeah.
But I really think that Pavin has received a lot of praise from his teammates at time for his ability to know the strike zone and his ability to take good approaches. So again, I think with the coaching that they brought in, I think we're seeing a reflection of the coaching making the guys that had this potential better. Yeah, that's Saul. He's really enjoying my outfit, I think, too. He was excited about the win, and then the laughing, I think, was me. But, of course, it's really exciting around here because the Diamondbacks...
But wait.
500.
Wait. I wanted to make a point.
No, please. I'm sorry. Make your point.
Okay. I forgot now. What was I going to say? It was so important. Oh, I remember. Pavin. Okay, listen. I think I'm terming this year as a figure-it-out year, right? Like... we know that this isn't going to be a World Series team unless a miracle happens. I really think that this is the perfect year for guys like Pavin Smith and some of like the younger guys who have come up through the system to figure it out. And when they finally do figure it out and everything clicks, it's going to be the perfect time, because that's when we're going to have the guys that are in the system now in the majors with them. We're going to be firing on all cylinders, and they'll have this opportunity this season to work out the kinks and figure it out. So I'm calling this year the figure it out year, and I'm not going to get too mad at them or too upset, because I really feel like this is their opportunity to figure it out.
Let's do it.
The thing is we've kind of
already given this season, like, we've written the season off. Yeah. I feel like no matter what, even my prediction of being positive still is kind of writing off their chance.
It's like barely above 500.
Right. It's not really playoff contention, right? But yeah, I think that's the general feeling, is there's no pressure on this year's team. And that could be why we're seeing a team now at 500 that we didn't expect to see at 500 at this point of the season. I mean, I don't think at any point of the season, unless we're talking about the first couple of games, that we expected to see them at 500. So this is just overachieving for them at this point. Now, I mean, like you said, they do have that future to look forward to, but that doesn't mean that they can't still stick with Lavallo's, or T-Love, as I like to call him, his 1-0 mentality, right? Yeah. Win the day. And you can't worry about the future. You can't worry about anything beyond the game that you have to play today. And that's what the Diamondbacks currently are doing. And somehow it's working for them.
And also, like, can we just take a second to point out the fact that they're fun to watch? Like, absolutely. I don't dread turning on Diamondbacks games. And that's a huge improvement from last year. You couldn't pay me to watch a Diamondbacks game last year.
You want
year.
To talk about fun to watch? I was dancing in the hallway.
I know. We were all jumping and shouting out there.
Can we get that video up there? Me, Dad, look at this.
Oh,
this
God.
Is, look at that.
This is such cringe dad
look
energy.
Look at that.
Oh, no.
No, I mean, that's Yub Nub. That's no. Max Yub Nub energy is what that is. So let's calm down, all right? And I don't know. Why? Like, again, let's keep the cargo shorts out of the videos, folks. Nobody wants to see that.
That's
but I'm
your
also
fault for wearing cargo
I
shorts.
I will die in these cargo shorts. Bro, I will swear to God.
Cargo shorts have been out of style for the past like 10 years.
I don't care. Look, does that a man that looks like he cares about style to you?
Oh boy.
Come on now.
But I just want to say, get like, it is so great being excited to turn on a baseball game this year. It makes my heart so happy that I'm not depressed watching Diamondbacks games.
Very true. Very
and
true.
I will take that because the win in my book.
They've been exciting to watch, and that's what it's all about, right? I talked about that in one of my articles, but it really is about the moments.
Yeah,
it's about enjoying moments. It's about enjoying win streaks. It's about enjoying watching them again. And even if it doesn't culminate in them going on to the World Series, hopefully it should culminate in a fun season to watch, right? Not what last season was. I understand. When people tell me about how hard last season was, I have to remind them that I was there covering those games.
You were forced.
Oh, my God. I was there for work. It was awful. But anyway, we thank you guys so much for being here, screaming with us, yelling with us. Yeah. Dancing like a bear. That's accurate. That's how I dance. But we thank you guys for being here, of course. This is Michaela, the mayor of PHNX. You can follow us on Twitter. I am at @Cap_caveman with a K. She is at Michaela E. Perkins. Our show is at @PHNX_DBacks. But of course, all roads lead to @PHNX_sports on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. If you're watching us right now on YouTube, please make sure you're subscribed to the PHNX Sports Facebook or YouTube channel and sign for notifications there. As well as if you're listening to us right now on your favorite audio podcast app, subscribe to us there if you haven't done so already and leave us a 5-star review. This outfit is 5 stars. Michaela is 5 stars. The vibes are five stars. 5-star vibes. So again, we thank you guys so much for checking out the show. We appreciate you guys. Don't forget, go over to DraftKings Sportsbook if you haven't done so already and sign up. They have the incredible offer. And of course, we know that the Phoenix Suns dominate everything right now, as they should. They're the best team in their league. But let's just say the Diamondbacks are the hottest team in Major League Baseball. Can we say that?
Yeah.
All right.
Don't forget to let me do the outro.
Okay, you're doing the outro, but let me just do this. Let me tell everybody that DraftKings Sportsbook, right now, you go bet on the Phoenix Suns. New customers that bet on the Phoenix Suns, you're going to win. If you bet on $5 or more on any team to win, it says any team, but we know which team you're going to bet on, you'll get $150 in free bets if they do. And existing customers like myself, we get down on the same game parlays. Right now, they have a tremendous offer. Of course, same game parlay, combine as many legs as you can from the same game, get a bigger payout. And right now, all customers can place the same game parlay with 3 or more legs, and you will get a free bet back up to $25 if one leg goes down. And we know that's how it happens. So make sure you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code PHNX. Bet $5 on any NBA team to win their game and get $150 in free bets if they do. That's promo code PHNX only at DraftKings Sportsbook. And like she said, bet on the Suns. And as Espo would say, that's because the Phoenix Suns are the best team in the NBA. 21 and over only. Arizona only. Gambling problem? Dial 1-800. Next step. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. That was for you. That was in honor of you. See? Everybody, a bunch of ingrates around here. We can't even praise their thing. So it's because we're fighting and refuting with them. It's us against the Suns. We partnered up with Betts and Sun Devils, which really was, those aren't good allies, but you know, we'll take what we can get. But again, we thank you guys so much for being here. We thank the Diamondbacks for being a much better baseball
much
team
better.
Than they were last season.
Much better.
We thank Madison Bumgarner for having the restraint of a little baby angel for not punching Dan Bellino in the face. And most importantly, we thank you guys for joining us. On behalf of Michaela and myself, we always appreciate your time.
And remember, kids, baseball is fun, but it's even more fun when you fire Dan Bellino.
Oh, my God.